paragraph Lamed in the Rush. Rush is talking about weighing your words carefully, thinking carefully before you talk. Varechab Mosne Tzedek Tishkol, Vehin Tzedek Yelecha, weigh your words on the scales of justice, use an honest measure. Yekal Beinecha Hotzas Amoncha Mehotzas Tvarecha. The expenditure of money should be easier for you than the expenditure of words. Upichal Yemaher Lahoti Davara. Your mouth should not rush to utter a bad word. Adasher Tishkolev Mosne Tzichlecha, until you have weighed it on the scales of your intelligence. Much of what the Rush is saying means don't say bad words. Middle line of the Rush is particularly striking. It should be easier for you to spend money than to spend words, as if in general one should be miserly about one's words. You can find a source pretty much for almost anything in Chazal, although to the best of my knowledge, that there really is no general notion of Chazal that a person simply should not talk. The Gemara talks about talking to a woman. It says, Al tarvasicha me'isha, you shouldn't use three words if two words would suffice. The Gemara has other examples. You should avoid bad speech, obviously, nedarim, anas dvarim, lashon hara. The idea that you just shouldn't talk, that you should weigh your words carefully. We say, siyag l'chach mashtika also, that it's good, you gain wisdom by being quiet. You know, I think the pashup shot is you should listen more than you should talk. You shouldn't talk where it's not called for. The idea that every word has to be measured is an interesting idea. When I was young, people used to tell me that there's an idea that a person has a certain number of words allotted to him in his lifespan, and he dies when they're all used up. I don't know if there's any source. And again, there's almost always a source, some kind of source for anything, but I'm not sure if this is really an authentic, venerable Jewish doctrine. In America, I think they say President Coolidge was notoriously laconic. They say that he would come home from church and they would ask him, what did the pastor speak about? Sin. What did he say? He's against it. But so I don't know, again, if in Yadus there's any real notion not to talk. You know, good talk. There's also a story they tell, I think, about the Chafetz Chaim. They say that he actually would talk a lot, and his point was that people think Lashon Hara is so scary, there are so many Yisurim, I have to just sit there and tremble and be quiet and not open my mouth all day, and he wanted to show people, no, you can talk. You'd be careful to talk about appropriate things, talk about good things. The question is what you talk about, but it's not wrong to talk. It's just talk about appropriate things, talk about good things. The Rosh Al-Kalpanim is telling us here that you should be more careful about expending words than about expending money. Rosh goes on in paragraph Lamed Aleph. Vidu yalavon asecha erev avokar al yechzar. A person should confess his sins. Don't neglect the confession of your sins evening and morning. Zichron tzion v'yerushalayim b'shivron leiv v'da'agu v'anachu v'dima. I guess another thing that you should remember to do morning and night, nor the remembrance of Zion and Jerusalem with a broken heart, with concern, sighing, and tears, appropriate for the 3 weeks for Tisha B'Av. I recently saw in Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, he has a ferocious critique of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations for not being sufficiently sensitive to the, not keenly attuned to our missing Yerushalayim. The missing Eretz Yisrael, he says that this is why Klal Yisrael suffered so many times from the Meraglim down throughout the generations, he said. That's why the Jews of Spain, the expulsion, the persecution suffered so terribly, he says. Jews get too comfortable in Golus. They forget that they're missing Eretz Yisrael. They forget they're missing Yerushalayim. We're supposed to remember Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to remember that we're not there. We're supposed to remember that, like we say in Nachem, you know, Eretz Yisrael is Charev and we're not there. It's supposed to be a lamentable state of affairs, not just something we pay lip service to. Yaakov Emden has remarkably strong language about how Klal Yisrael has suffered so much throughout the generations because of this failure to do this, to remember Eretz Yisrael. In the history of Klal Yisrael, the figure probably most famously associated with thinking about Eretz Yisrael, mourning Eretz Yisrael, wishing you could be in Eretz Yisrael, is one of them certainly is Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. He spent much of his life writing, talking about Eretz Yisrael, until at the end of the Khuzari, the king of the Khazars actually asks himself, it's so important, like, what are you doing here in Spain? And he really didn't have, I guess, a great answer for that. I mean, he must have had some cheshbon, he was there most of his life. And he did eventually, at the end of his life, realize that, you know, cognitive dissonance, I guess he had to do that, and he did indeed try to travel to Eretz Yisrael. No one knows exactly what happened to him when he got to Eretz Yisrael. We have poems he wrote still on the ship and route to Eretz Yisrael. Nobody knows whether he made it there or what happened to him. There is a famous legend that he finally made it to Eretz Yisrael and was prostrating himself on the ground and kissing the land, and he was trampled to death by an Arab horseman. How we know this exactly, you know, who reported the story before they had cell phone cameras, you know, I'm not sure. But this is one, you know, this is one famous legend, although not necessarily authoritative, about the end of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's lifelong gagua for Eretz Yisrael.